Are you feeling trapped in negative thought patterns that seems to dictate your every move? Today I want to share a very short episode about thought pattern that you may be holding that is stopping you from creating the success you would like to have in your business and your finance. I'm going to be sharing the impact those thought patterns have on your financial well-being and share a few tips on how to break free from it as well. So listen in if you want to find out the 5 thinking patterns that may be keeping you stuck today. Hi, I'm Reina, Christian Money Mindset and Fun Money Habit Coach, and welcome to the Fun Money Habit Podcast. You will not be able to steward money wisely, earn without fear, and go to the next level financially if you believe that money is evil and being wealthy is bad. Let's talk about money from a biblical perspective and learn what the Bible says about it so you can reach your personal finance goal while keeping your heart on Jesus. If you are a Christian female entrepreneur who wants to seek God's first, earn more without fear, leave debt free, build up your savings, and make an impact, you are in the right place. It's time to uncover the limiting belief and the self-sabotaging habit that are keeping you stuck financially and let God heal your relationship with money. So grab your Bible, a pen and paper, and let's do this. Being victim of our thought pattern can significantly impact our financial well-being, what we do in our business, and our result. What I mean is how it can actually stop us from doing what we know we need to do to reach a level of income we are after or to impact X number of people. And those thought patterns can be very sneaky if we don't pay attention to them. So today I want to show you a few examples of those negative thinking patterns, what it means and how it impacts your financial well-being. So which one of these 5 thinking patterns is keeping you stuck today? 1. Are you a victim of imposter syndrome? Imposter syndrome is feeling like a fraud and doubting your ability, despite evidence of success. You may have had very good months, but you also have very low months. And the impact in your finance when you hold that thinking pattern of an imposter is that it's holding you back from raising your prices, for doing the work you know you need to do when you have a low month, because you start spiraling into your head. And it's stopping you from scaling your business because you feel like you're not good enough in order to do that. So to give you an example of how you may be behaving or feeling right now is you are constantly doubting your skill and undercharge your clients. You fear that if you raise your prices, your clients will realize you weren't as good as they thought. And that's your biggest fear. And as a result, you're struggling to become profitable in your business and you're missing out on great opportunity. Because with you undercharging all the time and you investing a lot of money in trying to find the right solution, the right coach, into courses, your expenses are so big and you're holding on to, I need X qualification in order to be good enough. I need that people and those people to validate me in order to feel that I can do X, Y, and Z. You're looking for validation outside of yourself, and that costing you success in your business and your finance. You may have all the skill you need right now to be successful, but because of your thought that you are a fraud, it's keeping you stuck, playing small and running after more qualification, more justification from other in order for you to feel, okay, I can actually do that. So this is something that will really keep you stuck if you are a victim of imposter syndrome. 2, are you a victim of a scarcity mindset? What it means is believing that there's never enough, living in a constant fear of lack. The financial impact it has on you is very different depending on your upbringing and what you actually made the whole situation mean. So this mindset can lead you to either hold money or to overspend out of FOMO. You may also be hesitating a lot in investing in your business, and you're always feeling guilty for spending money even on this necessity, like buying, you know, shampoo or toothpaste. Even though you may have the money in your bank account, you're always looking for the cheapest things available. So as a Christian female entrepreneur, the way a scarcity money mindset could be affecting you is that right now you may want to work with a certain coach to either help you with your finance, to help you with your marketing, but you are not investing because of the fear of not having that money coming back to you, because you believe that if you give it away, it's going to be very hard for it to come back because there's only limiting resources available. Also, you feel guilty charging for your service because you have that same mindset of thinking, if I take money from my clients, they won't have enough because of me to now pay for their bills or take care of their family. So there's a huge sense of guilt and heaviness on yourself for people to work with you, which often means you undercharge because you feel too guilty charging what your service and transformation is actually worth. So that is impacting your income and your potential to be profitable and to succeed as a Christian female entrepreneur. Number three, are you a victim of the fear of failure? What this means is you're paralyzed by the fear of failure, preventing you to take risk and to show up for your business. The financial impact is you are hesitating to launch new product or to create content or to simply show up on a live or a podcast interview. The way it will show up is that you may be dreaming of going all in into your business, but you're paralyzed by the fear of failure. So you worry about what other people will think if your business didn't succeed or if one of your launch didn't work, and fearing losing money as well to grow that business. And as a result, you're remaining stuck in your 9-to-5 job, even though you are trying to do that business on the side because this is really what you want to do, and you're starting to feel unfulfilled and you're financially limited. Because when we have a business, we can earn so much more than we could in our corporate job. So the fear of failure have stopped my clients being present on social media or other platform and speak their message confidently because of that fear of judgment, of rejection, and of not succeeding. But as an entrepreneur, this is a risk with everything we do. And some of the things we do will work and some we don't, and it's part of the journey. And we need to take some risk. Some will pay off and some will not. So working on understanding your fear is so important. Understanding what is that worst case scenario that you're so scared about. How can you prevent it? How can we repair it if the worst case scenario were to happen? We can't let fear hold us back to do what God is calling us to do, because He said He has not given us a spirit of fear. So with God guiding the way, we can accomplish what He wants us to accomplish. So we need to kick fear out of the way and move forward with faith and with the guidance of the Lord as well. Number four is, are you a victim of the comparison trap? Are you constantly comparing yourself to others and feeling inadequate and sometimes envious of their success? The financial impact is this trap can lead you feeling unworthy. It will decrease your confidence and you will feel so reluctant to promote yourself and promote your business. This is something that I have to fight against because it's a habit of always comparing myself with others. And I work on it daily to stop that automatic thinking pattern that can hold me back from showing up because I got triggered by someone else on Instagram, and then my mind start to think that person is better than you. What's even the point? You see? So that's very dangerous. So as an inspiring business owner, you can often compare yourself to others who are in your niche and have been doing it for a longer time than you, and then that will make you feel very discouraged. You may be believing that your work will never measure up and then hesitate to promote your business. And as a result, you will miss out on potential deals or speaking opportunities and also on clients that were waiting for you. But because you were so stuck in your mind and feeling discouraged before you even started, it will impact your income potential as well and the impact you could have on so many other people's. And the last one is a victim of self-limiting belief. Holding on to belief about your worth, your ability, and your potential to succeed. This belief can self-sabotage your effort to grow your business, to increase your income, and to take advantage of opportunity. Give you an example as an entrepreneur. If you're struggling with self-limiting belief about your ability to attract a high-paying client, if you believe that success is only for others and doubt whether anyone will be willing to invest in your services, as a result, you often settle for charging very low rate and attract clients who undervalue your expertise, and you start hating your business because of who you attract and the way people are working with you. So those self-limiting beliefs are causing a lot of damage, not only in the impact you can have on others, but your income and how you see yourself as well. Those are the five thinking patterns that may be holding you back right now. And if you want to break from them, it's crucial to pause and to recognize those thought patterns. You need to know what they are first, and then you need to challenge them with biblical truth and take intentional action to break free from it. By renewing your mind and aligning your thought with God's promise, you can overcome these challenges and experience a greater freedom and peace in your business, finance, and life. But you need to take action, renewing your mind with faith and action. They all work together. Don't let negative thought patterns hold you back from achieving your God-given potential as an entrepreneur. Take the first step today to break free from those five sneaky thinking patterns and step into a season of obedience and fulfillment. So to recap, the five thinking patterns you may be stuck with right now is 1. Imposter syndrome, 2. Scarcity mindset, 3. Fear of failure, 4. Comparison trap, and 5. Self-limiting belief. And to break free from that, you need to trust in God's promise, renew your mind, and watch how God can transform your business, your relationship with money, and your life beyond your wildest dream. Thank you again for listening today, and I hope you can identify the thinking pattern that is keeping you stuck and work on shifting it so you can do the work God is calling you to do and make the impact you would like to make in your finance and in your business. Thank you. You take care. Bye. If you enjoyed this episode, please let me know by leaving a review, and don't forget to share the podcast so others can find it too. If you're ready to steward your money wisely and shift your money mindset, jump on a free call so you can get some clarity on what you should be doing next to reach your money goal, become financially confident, and honor God. I cannot wait to talk to you. It's time to create fun money habits, let go of your money blocks, and let God heal your relationship with money. But remember, true wealth is found in Christ alone. Have a blessed day.